Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm glad you're here for the conversation. If you've been watching the gold and silver markets, man, they have been on a run here for the last few weeks. In fact, they did exactly what my next guest said they're going to do, run up to about $2,400, kind of what he thought. Tom Colson, owner of Liberty Coin Service. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
I guess your crystal ball was working pretty well the last few weeks. You're pretty much on the money. You kind of thought that hard floor was at about 2150, and you said there was some room to run, and it broke 2400 here a couple of days ago. What are you seeing now? I mean, we're kind of in new territory, aren't we?
Yeah, we're kind of in uncharted waters. On Friday, it was an interesting day. We hit about 2430 for gold, intraday high, but it sold off pretty drastically, got down to about 2340 by the end of the trading day, or in aftermarket trading. So that was quite a move. We're edging our way back up towards 2400. We're about 2380 this morning. So I kind of see it as being something where it's going to trade in this range for a little while. If it breaks over that 2430 number that was the intraday high, then I think it has room to run higher. If it doesn't break that number, then I think we're kind of stuck in a little bit of a range here for a bit.
So be there for a bit. And again, it's all, you know, you watch inflation, you watch the numbers coming in, and it's all kind of, well, a lot of volatility there for a bit, obviously. So the other thing, though, that you've said for a while, and you've really stuck with this, you feel that silver is a better investment in many ways than the gold because you feel silver has more upside potentially, and it's made a pretty good run, too.
I do. I think it still has a good amount of appeal here. We got as high as about $29.50 on Friday, which you know, was trading $23, $24 for most of the last 6 months or so. So that's quite a run on silver. But still, I mean, it's the all-time high is about $50 on silver, so we're still well below that. I think there's still some room in there, although I think we have maybe a ceiling at about 30. If it breaks over 30 for any significant period of time, I think it can run again quite a bit, but until then, I think we're maybe $26 to $30 range. And today, at about $28, I think it's still a fair value.
At about 28.5, right? Yeah, if it broke over 30 and made a bit of a run, people that bought in at well when it was $20 an ounce could see themselves doing pretty well. But you know, you look back at gold, 6 months it was it just over 1,800, and now at 2,400, that's a 35% move on gold. You could have done yourself a pretty big favor by being invested at that point, couldn't you?
That's a solid move, yeah. So if you wanted to take gains at this point, you bought it 6 months ago, you certainly could do that. As I said, when people sold at 2070, though, I'm not sure that that you want to take those gains yet because you may see more to go in in the future. And we also do believe that it's kind of an asset protection program rather than something that you're just looking to make a quick profit on as well.
Well, right. They're going to add another $1.6 trillion to the debt. See, you know, it's just a hedge against bad things happening, I guess. It's an insurance policy of sorts for some, right? That's what it is.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
For those of you that have been here on the program for some period of time, coins at stevegruber.com is the place to send your collectibles. Christopher did that. If you've got coins or collectibles, you're like, I've got these cool things. I don't know where they came from. Maybe they came from a yard sale or something you inherited. And coins and metal collectibles are good, but Tom's pretty knowledgeable in just about anything. So I've got some things here. The first is from Christopher. He sent in this coin dated 1871. What am I looking at here, Tom?
Well, that's a 1 cent coin from Prince Edward Island, attached to Canada at that time. Actually, pretty nice condition for one of those. They're fairly common. They trade in that grade for maybe around $10 retail. But you know, that was the only year they made coinage for Prince Edward Island. So that's the only coin that's available for that.
Why would they have made one for PEI? Why wouldn't it just be a Canadian coin?
I guess I don't know enough about the Canadian history to tell you that. But I do know they were making Canadian coins at that time, too. I guess subsequently, maybe Prince Edward Island was absorbed. Kind of they just used Canadian coinage after that.
I guess we'll have to do a little, I'll have to study a little bit. All right, coin number two comes from Lynn. And I appreciate you guys sending stuff in because it gives Tom and I some stuff to explore. And it gives him, he likes doing this, trust me. He likes looking at stuff, evaluating. Can't always tell from a picture, but you get a, you know, kind of a thumbnail, if you will, an idea. So here's a Morgan dollar, it looks like, from 1921, right?
Yep, 1921 Morgan dollar. Most common date of issue for those. I think I saw the back of that, and it was for the Philadelphia Mint. So a common issue coin, just a good silver coin. You know, retail value is about $30 right now. But there are ones that you see fairly often. It's nice.
Yeah.
And good old silver coin there.
And every now and then I hear on the radio they found a new sleeve of them that are uncirculated. I don't know if I believe those folks or not, but apparently they find them or did find them from time to time because so many of them were minted.
Yeah, I think they're found and refound a lot. There's plenty of uncirculated ones still available, but it sounds, that's typically what happens.
Yeah, found and refound. All right, and one more here. I don't know if this is a coin or a commemorative token. What about, it's a Lewis and Clark coin of some sort. You know, they're commemorating their visit of the Louisiana Purchase, I guess. What am I looking at?
So that's a medal that was issued by the Franklin Mint. It's part of a 200-coin series that was issued for the Bicentennial of the United States, and they made one issue for every year. This is the issue for 1805. They made these in bronze, and they also made them in silver. The bronze ones like this one, typically they're worth $1, $2, $3, depending on condition, and usually they're sold by the set rather than the single.
So when they got broken out, somebody broke it up and passed it around, maybe, you know, gifts or that sort of thing. These sorts of things can be valuable, these tokens, these issues, but sometimes they're just mass-produced and not really worth much more than, hey, that's a cool thing to have, right?
Yeah, it depends kind of on the origin of the token or metal, where it came from, who issued it, that determines its value, and also the scarcity and maybe where it was published in different reference guides.
Sure.
If it's something that people could look up, that tends to make them more collectible than if it's not in a reference guide.
Again, if you've got something that you want to have us look at, send a picture. coins@stevegruber.com, coins@stevegruber.com. And my good friend Tom Colson, the owner of Liberty Coin Service, will join me right here to take a look. Tom, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
It is the Steve Gruber Show.